I'm happy to introduce to you our DeKalb County State's Attorney candidates, Richard A. Schmock, who's the Democrat, and Richard D. Amato, who is the Republican. And based in ballot order, candidate Schmock, you have the first opening statement, 3 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, Kay, and thanks to the League of Women Voters for hosting this, and thanks to Resource Bank here in Genoa and the Genoa Chamber of Commerce for setting it up. I also want to thank my opponent, Rick Amato, for, I think, the above board and clean and fair campaign that the two of us have had the opportunity to wage. I'm very pleased with that, and I hope the citizens are as well. Let me start by saying, obviously, I am the incumbent state's attorney. I've been in office for 4 years. I was born in 1956, so that makes me 60 years old. I've had my AARP card for a while. But I want to let everyone know that a little bit about my history and my background. I've been an attorney. Graduated undergrad from North Central College in 1977, graduated from the University of Illinois Law School, Champaign-Urbana, in 1980. I immediately passed the bar and became a lawyer, worked as an assistant state's attorney in Macon County for a while, then in private practice in Cook County. I was hired here by Phil DiMarzio as an assistant state's attorney in 1985. That was also the year that my wife Jackie and I were married, and the year we moved to Sycamore, where we've lived ever since. We've raised two sons, Eric 29 and Ben 27, in Sycamore. So I have a lifelong, or not lifelong, but I have a long-term commitment. Came to this county because I found a job, and having found a job, I found a life and a career, and been a member of Sycamore Youth Baseball, been the president of the board at Sycamore Youth Baseball, been involved with Youth Service Bureau as a board member, been in private practice of law since I left the state's attorney's office, until I was elected as state's attorney. I think all of that gives me a very wide-ranging background here in the community and in the practice of law. You don't practice law for 36 years without learning an awful lot about the needs and concerns of your clients and the people in the community. In my time as state's attorney, I have done my best to follow through with the commitments I made when I ran, which was to do the job right, to work hard, to treat every case on a case-by-case basis to try and achieve a just result for everyone. I'm particularly proud of our 4 successful prosecutions for first-degree murder, all resulting in first-degree murder convictions by my excellent felony staff during the time I've been state's attorney. But I'm equally proud of all the work that I've done with drug court, with the opening of mental health court, and other diversion programs to try and achieve, as I said, just results for everyone. I look forward to the rest of this debate. I think it'll have a chance for us to air our views. Many ways they're similar, in some ways they're different. But I again want to thank everybody for giving us the opportunity to speak to you tonight.
Okay, candidate Amato, you have 3 minutes.
Good evening, my name is Rick Amato, and I am running for state's attorney in DeKalb County. I first want to thank the League of Women Voters for putting on the forum this evening. I also want to thank the Genoa Chamber of Commerce for their hospitality for the meet and greet. It's always a pleasure to work with the Chamber and Courtney Strohacker. I also want to thank my wife, Renee, who's sitting in the third row. When you decide to run for office, you don't do this alone, and it really is a family affair, and I couldn't ask for a better partner than my wife. The countless hours and the process and the year, plus that we've been doing it, is amazingly educational, but you couldn't do it without your partner, and thank you, Renee. Really, when it comes down to why we're here, it's family and it's community. And local elections, that's what it's about. Being state's attorney, running for state's attorney, it's about family and community. It's a chance for the community to voice their pleasure, displeasure, what their needs are for the law and order of our community. That's the time that it is for now. I pride myself on having a strong background of a mixture of business skills and legal skills. I have a business degree from Northern Illinois University. I spent 4.5 years in corporate sales with AT&T and Lucent Technologies, and I've had the opportunity to open several small law firms that I've been able to grow into regional leaders in the different communities they serve. In between there, I started my career as an assistant state's attorney in 2003 in DeKalb County. But that mix gives me an interesting perspective. When you are a businessman and you are running businesses or opening business, you have to pay attention to the needs. And knowing the communities you serve is the only way to bring a startup to an area and succeed. and not just succeed, but grow. My office has ended up with 3 fully staffed offices with 8 different attorneys, 10 secretaries throughout Sycamore, Yorkville, and Woodstock. That ability to lead and manage, to be able to have a continued success, requires analysis of the needs of the community and the ongoing changes the community has. It also requires you to self-assess yourself and know what you're doing right, know what you need to improve. That goes from everybody in the organization, whether you're the manager, whether you're the girl who's answering the front door, or a staff attorney. Everybody needs to be accountable, and that communication is what is attributed to the success I've had. I've spent years working at that at this point, and whether it's a simple returning a phone call, every phone call that is made, to breaking bad news, you serve your community, you serve their needs, and you keep that in mind with everything you do. I believe our community needs to be served better. I believe our county has a need to take a strong stance against violent crime, to have a prosecutor's office that not only seeks justice, but to go and deter others from coming to our community and doing harm. Others who come into our community need to be punished and stopped, and my office will be on top of that and serve it and make sure our needs of our communities are always assessed.
Thank you. Candidate Schmock, you have the first question, and you'll have 2 minutes to respond, followed by candidate Amato. If elected / reelected, what are your goals for the state's attorney's office over the next 4 years?
Thank you.
Well, first of all, our goals are to continue providing the level of service that we are providing today to victims, to police agencies, and to others within the community, and to improve on the start that we have made over the last 4 years in providing that sort of regular contact we have on a daily basis with law enforcement, and also the contact we have through our victim witness advocates and our continued good relations with organizations like Safe Passage, who are a victim witness advocate organization for both sexual violence and for domestic battery. And that's a commitment that I take very seriously. When I was an assistant state's attorney, my wife Jackie was a volunteer and training coordinator for sexual assault and abuse services, which later became a part of Safe Passage. But also, you know, so we want to continue doing that and having these good relations with organizations like that. But also, we want to continue with the moves that are going on, working with the judiciary on bail reform and on opening up the mental health court, opening up swift, certain, and fair probation to try and bring a quick violation, quick sanctions to people who are on probation and violate. In addition, we want to go on with what we're doing right now in terms of addressing the question of violence. And as I pointed out, we've been successful in getting convictions on first-degree murder on all the cases that we prosecuted. And I think that shows the level of expertise that we have in the office. And we want to continue and make that our goal as we proceed through the remaining next 4 years. Thank you very much.
The role of the state's attorney is to provide the public with a safe environment, a safe community. I have 4 goals that are in place to attain that. First goal is that the office's assets, energies, will be focused on the most serious crimes. We have to take these serious. We have a changing time in our whole world, and it's affecting us in our county, and you need to take a stance to be aggressive against those types of crimes. Next, we're going to work on focusing our resources to enhance the speed at which cases are resolved. Too many cases resolve in the system for too long. We need to quicken that time cycle and make it a shorter time period for our cases to get people out of the system, back to working, back to their lives, back to their jobs. Serving victims will be central to what we do. Victims of violent crimes will be contacted on the first day or as soon as possible after an event happens. They will be incorporated into everything we do, and they'll be treated as a client. They'll be consulted, they'll be worked with, they'll be brought in, and brought part of the process of what they're expecting, what the case is going to resolve, get their input, and be part of the process from day one. Lastly, my goal is to have an effective and cohesive team with law enforcement, both locally and regionally, to be able to make sure our prosecutions are seamless and are strong. These goals are in juxtaposition to certain administration details that have been ongoing. Cases that have been in the felony courts have not been resolving for what they're pled on. Majority of our cases, almost half of the felony cases, are being pled down to lesser charges, given misdemeanors, or dismissed. In fact, about 75% approximately of all Class X felonies have been reduced, and that's in 2013, 2014, 2015. That's causing the harm to our public, and we need to work an efficient way to solve that. Thank you.
Candidate Amato, you will have the next question first, and that is, do you believe that the state of Illinois should follow the state of Kentucky and get rid of the bail system and stick strictly to a risk-based assessment?
I believe our pilot program that is going on right now in DeKalb County is kind of a bridge between the two of that. Do I think the whole bail system should be done without? No. I think, especially when it comes to programs that are statewide, we still need to focus on us locally. We need to focus on who DeKalb is and what we are and what's good for our community. So I think a system that incorporates both risk assessment as well as bonds that are community-based and evidentiary-based is fine. I don't think the whole system should be terminated just to have a purely no bond system.
From what I've seen and what I've learned, and we're looking at the initiatives for bail reform around the country and the initiatives being kicked off by the state Supreme Court, it, however you want to look at it, the bail system, as long as we're setting bond, cash bond for individuals, it is going to continue to be something that discriminates without any real practical sense against people who have lower incomes. Therefore, I think that the system that's being modeled in Cook, McLean, and Kane County to do risk assessments to try and model the Kentucky system, which does eliminate cash bail, I think it looks like something that probably will work, and I am supportive of it. And just to be clear on how that's going to work, you have a risk assessment that tells whether somebody is low risk to reoffend while they're out on bail, out on bond, medium risk, or high risk. Right now, for high risk people, almost none of them are held without bond. There is some cash amount set, and it's very random as to whether we find out that somebody can make that bond. $1 million bond requires $100,000. It sounds like a lot, but sometimes people get out who are extremely high risk. The reform system that's in place in several other states would say no bond at all for the high-risk people. They simply stay in jail. The low-risk people get out on a recognizance without having to put anything up in the way of cash. The middle-level people don't put up any cash, but they're placed on restrictions and they're monitored by the pretrial services department. If you have the right tools and the right assessments, this can work, and it will eliminate the money discrimination that is currently imposed on defendants in this state and so many others.
Candidate Schmock, you'll get the next question first. What are your thoughts on prosecuting offenders of marijuana violations?
Well, obviously, we will continue, as long as marijuana is illegal in this state, we will continue to prosecute. Now, it is an offense when the police make an arrest. We look at, this is the kind of offense for someone with one or no priors that we're looking definitely at. Someone will be placed into some kind of a diversion system We're not looking at the idea that anybody should be sent to prison simply for the possession of marijuana. Now, you have to recognize, though, that it's still illegal to sell it, and no changes were made in the in that process. So obviously, we will continue to prosecute these cases as they get arrested. But in terms of looking down the line at the future, obviously, there's a trend in this country, and the majority of people think that marijuana should be legalized. And I do not believe that that is the role of the state's attorneys to really lobby one way or the other for that. But we're seeing in many states that it is not something that we cannot work with and that we cannot live with. And so if that's the trend and that's where things go, and as we see perhaps more and more levels declared to be levels of cannabis above 10 grams, which is now only an ordinance violation or a civil violation, as we see that maybe get raised again by the state legislature, I think we're probably headed in the direction where eventually it is likely to become legal in this state. And that is something I think that we can all live with.
Within the last month, the legislature has enacted a statute that made 10 grams or less of cannabis an ordinance violation and the possession of paraphernalia with that an ordinance violation. As a state's attorney, if there is a law and a statute and a charge, you prosecute it. The trend is for more legalization, but right now it isn't, unless it's less than 10 grams, as well as the paraphernalia. I've noticed an uptake since the law became on the books and is DUI cannabis. And it's a future that is also changing. And it's a charge that is being charged more prevalently in our community, and I've seen it since the law enacted more than DUI alcohol. And so marijuana is a slippery slope because it's legal in some areas, not legal in others, but it's not, at this point, legal to be driving within your system up to 0.05 nanograms. You follow the law as a state's attorney, you implement the law, and you do what's best for your community.
Candidate Amato, you will go next on the next question, which is, what is a mental health court and why should DeKalb County have one or not?
Mental health court is a specialty treatment court designed for those who have had some type of criminal action, and it's directly timed or tied to their mental health issues. It is modeled and has been in other areas, and it's something that is coming to DeKalb County. It's here, but it's not been certified by the Supreme Court. The mental health court will work on treatment, monitoring, and rehabilitation as much as possible as you can within mental health court. I've participated as a criminal defense attorney in the Winnebago County mental health court called the TIPS program, and that program involves, very similar to what ours would be, very similar to drug court. Assessments and intakes, monitoring by multiple court personnel, and monitoring of the accused as they work their way through the system. Oftentimes with an agreement, if they are continuing on a good path, their charges get dismissed. It is to help those with mental health. It's to help those who need the help. It's to help not criminalize somebody for behavior that is directly related to their mental health. It's a necessary program. It's a program that we need. And it should be part of every county and every participation. It's necessary for all state's attorney's offices to be working with those type of special treatment courts to protect our community and protect those that are both accused and protect our community. Thank you.
The new mental health court here in DeKalb County should be up and rolling and taking clients in within the next 6 weeks. I've been a part of the team in drug court that's been working on establishing the mental health court, and we had obtained a grant over a year and a half ago to start mental health court. It was a grant through Redeploy Illinois, and unfortunately, budget issues in Springfield kept us from that grant being funded. We had the grant. We were told what kind of positions we needed to incorporate: case manager, an additional therapist who would be on staff with us and work in the mental health court. we were all set to put those positions out, and then the budget impasse started. A budget impasse has been resolved, but in the meantime, the Supreme Court of Illinois decided to engage in a certification process for all problem-solving courts. And, of course, we're already an up-and-running drug court, so the certification process goes along. Eventually, we will be certified, but we can't start up the mental health court until we get the certification. We're far ahead of everybody else who's in the process of starting one right now. We will have a mental health court up and running and certified within the next few weeks. That's going to be a great benefit to us and to the community, because mental health issues are the source of a tremendous number of criminal charges, both misdemeanor and felony, with people who persistently commit crimes that aren't violent, that simply result in them being in the system, clogging the system up. And again, that's one reason for long delays, frankly, in certain cases, is because we know the person has mental health issues. We want to go in disposition of the case. We don't have mental health court to dispose of it. It becomes very difficult to come to a rational solution and a plea bargain. So mental health court is going to be a great, great thing for this county, and I'm looking forward to participating in getting it going as a member of the team.
And for our last question, candidate Schmock, you will go first. For state's attorney candidates, why are you running?
Well, I'm running for re-election as state's attorney because I want to continue the work that we've been doing, to continue to try and improve the areas that need improvement, continue to provide sound legal advice to county board. A lot of people forget that one of the roles of the state's attorney is not just prosecution of crime, it's also giving advice to county board and all branches of county government, all departments. I think I've done a very good job with that. I think that had fallen into a sorry state before I became state's attorney. My experience as the civil assistant in the state's attorney's office in the 80s and my experience as the Kirkland Village attorney in the early part of this century provided me with a great background in that. I've been able to work hard with my civil assistants to provide good advice and sound advice to all branches of county government. I look forward and want to continue to do that. I want to continue working on these diversion programs and on mental health court and drug court to improve on the services that we're providing right now. I want to continue with all the initiatives that we've started. And frankly, I want to continue, again, working towards making this a safer community. And we all know that to a great extent the state's attorney's office is reactive. We have to work, and we work on a daily basis, and we're in constant communication with law enforcement at all levels to work towards getting search warrants, getting supporting them in the work that they're doing, trying to solve as rapidly as possible shootings and murders and violent offenses. I would also say with regard to the number of Class X felonies that might be reduced, I think everybody should know that the majority of our Class X felonies are drug charges related to the sale of a certain amount of drugs within 1,000 feet of a church, school, or park. So those are cases that are often going to be pled out to the lesser offense.
I want to be the next DeKalb County State's Attorney because I want to serve our community. I've spent most of my adult life in and around DeKalb, from being an undergrad to being an assistant state's attorney to being a business owner to being a husband and a father. I've seen our county grow. I've seen our county lose population. I've seen our county suffering. There is a rash throughout DeKalb County of illegal guns. There's shootings, there's armed robberies, and it has to stop. Raising two young children in our county, you could sit on the sideline and watch, or you could get involved and do something about it. I believe my background called me to do this. My background of being able to lead an office, my background of being able to know our community, my background of wanting to serve. We're on this earth to serve people, and that's what the state's attorney's office will do. Our community needs better. Our community needs to take the next step in working through these issues that are coming to our community, the violent crimes. And I do take exception with the categorization that the crimes that have been reduced are nonviolent. They include home invasions. They include Class X child pornography charge. They include aggravated criminal sex assault. They include residential burglaries that are being reduced. My plan, my procedure is spend more time deciding what we're charging. My plan is to serve the community by making the charges that are going to be prosecuted stick. My plan is to protect our community through the service by knowing the community and serving the community by deterring those from coming in our county doing harm.
Candidate Amato, you'll go first on the 2-minute closing statement.
I stand in front of you tonight not alone, but with the support of many. Many who've had the same assessments and needs that I have had. I stand here with the support of law enforcement. Law enforcement serves our community, and nobody would know communities, individual towns, as well as our law enforcement, and nobody knows the court system as well as law enforcement. They have a dual role. It's with pride that I have had the endorsement of the DeKalb County Sheriff's MAP Union. It's with pride that the Sycamore Fraternal Order of Police have endorsed me. These endorsements don't come because it's personal. Endorsements don't come because they don't like Mr. Schmack. They see the needs. They're wanting change. They know the type of work product I have and who I am. I'm also proud to announce that I've been endorsed by the DeKalb County Farm Bureau Political Action Committee. This, too, is not an endorsement to attack. This is an endorsement of myself and the plans and the needs that our community has. My goal is to serve. My goal is to do what needs to be done to protect our community. And I believe in the best choice to become the next DeKalb County State's Attorney.
Thank you. First of all, in terms of endorsements, everybody gets endorsements from lots of people. I have support within law enforcement. Mr. Amato has support within law enforcement. I have the support of many labor unions. And not surprisingly, Mr. Amato has the support of some of the organizations that tend to support candidates of his party. And I have the support of organizations that tend to support candidates of my party. I have not sought the endorsement of police unions, especially not the sheriff's union, since I am the legal advisor to the sheriff who is engaged in collective bargaining with that union. I don't think it would be appropriate for me to have sought that endorsement. But regardless of that, what I wanted to tell and say to everyone today is that 4 years ago, I ran for state's attorney, and I promised that I would do the job right. I promised that I would try my best to evaluate every case on a case-by-case basis. That was a promise I made. One of the things that happens when you evaluate every case on a case-by-case basis is you sometimes decide that a reduction in the charge is appropriate. Sometimes your assistants decide that a reduction in the charge is appropriate. That is doing the job right. That is doing the job on a case-by-case basis, seeking justice in every case for all individuals involved, crime victims, society, and the families of defendants, the community in general. Every case has to be looked at separately. Secondly, I again promised that I would provide sound legal advice to local government, to the county government, and that I would finally attempt to meet the high ethical standards that are required of prosecutors in this or any other state. I have fulfilled all those promises. That's why I'm running for re-election. I hope that you will remember that I have done the job right, fulfilled my promises, and vote for me to re-elect me in the election on the 8th of November this year. Thank you very much.